Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
There's no better holiday for the enthusiastic home chef than Thanksgiving. And nothing is more iconic than setting a creamy, fragrant, perfectly baked pumpkin pie squarely on your Thanksgiving table. Truth be told, if you can hold a whisk and crack an egg, pumpkin pie is really not that hard to pull together. Especially if you use conveniently canned pumpkin puree instead of the fresh stuff. Wait, you might wonder, can you even make pumpkin pie with the actual gourd? Yes, it turns out you can. Not the carving variety, but the sweeter and smaller sugar pumpkins that you might have seen at the grocery store. It is kind of a pain, with lots of steps. You have to seed and bake and cool and puree, and to be honest, those kind of pies never turn out quite as good as when you use the canned stuff. Always a little watery or stringy, and not quite as creamy or flavorful. Here's why. It turns out that the stuff in the can is not actually pumpkin. That's right. Many brands of pureed pumpkin are actually made from one or more types of winter squash. Even if the label says 100% pumpkin, there is no botanical definition for pumpkins that distinguish them from squash. The USDA just requires that the canned product be prepared from properly matured, golden-fleshed, firm-shelled, sweet varieties of either pumpkin or squashes. Somehow, squash pie doesn't have the same ring to it as pumpkin, does it? How about a second piece of squash pie? Do you want a dollop of whipped cream on your squash? How about a nice spiced squash latte to finish your meal? In the end, it seems the best approach to this and to many other food situations is just not to think too hard about it and eat. But if it really bugs you, you can opt for buying the Libby's brand, which you'll find on the shelves of most grocery stores. They use a strain of Dickinson pumpkins with especially creamy flesh. But at the risk of completely messing with your mind, I have to tell you that this variety bears more resemblance to a butternut squash than the orange pumpkin sitting on your front porch. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.